Thank you, sir. And here in the conference room, we have Cheryl. She has been very, very busy these days, but she managed to come to join us in early morning, cutting in time. And we have kindly help offered by Heidi and Matthias. They're smiling, actually. And we have Edmund and Terry. They're working very hard on the computer. And we have the vice chair for Bourgeois. He's reading you report. And Holm is now talking to the phone. okay. I hope the other two, Professor Vivekanandan, will be joining us soon. I call him. He sworn he will be here after breakfast. And Jamson, Mr. Jamson arrived yesterday. But I don't know his room number. I hope he could manage to find the place. So this is our regional presentation so far in Cartagena. Of course, anybody else online, Heidi, apart from Pawan? No? Oh, okay. Then we have you, Pawan, online. Let's go to agenda page, please. Today's Tuesday, the 7th of December, Cartagena local time, 7:43. Okay. Oh, we have agenda on the screen as well. Oh, the first agenda item is roll call. Okay, we finished that part. Second one is a review of a summary minutes for last call. Would you please click through to go to that page, take a quick look. Any objection to the summary made by our great staff? Any comments? Revision? Supplements? No. Oh, Pawan. Are you okay with this?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And all the others are nodding their head. So, okay. Right.
Sorry, I forgot to put the microphone. I was just thinking, it's getting close to Christmas, and at these seasonal times, at least in Australia, I do silly things. I know you'll be surprised at that. And I wear earrings with bells, and if I was nodding my head, you would be able to hear me. But it's a little pre-season, so I'm nodding silently.
Okay, well, here are the jingling bells. Oh, great, wonderful. look at agenda item 3, updates from the ICANN Cartagena meeting. We have two issues to update. One is the key policy discussion happened so far. Another is ALAC matters. For the key policy discussions, oh, well, there's so many policies. Well, this will be a very long report. I cut the long story short because we only have 40 minutes and Cheryl will have to leave for another meeting. For the policy, the most important policy that's been discussed so far here in Cartagena is the new GTLD guidebook. And yesterday, we were at a very long discussion meetings from morning to afternoon. I was there the whole day. Okay, it's going to kill us. That's very hotly debated about a couple of issues I try to summarize. One is the famous NTIA documents stirred up a lot of discussions about economic analysis, but many people jump to the public forum's microphone and want to say what kind of analysis you want to do, what kind of study. We've been doing many, many studies. Okay, but anyway, ICANN is going to fulfill its obligation on economic analysis. Yes, as this has been built into the policymaking process. Another issue that's hotly debated is vertical integration, the cross-ownership. Oh, okay. Cheryl, do you have a comment on this? Oh, yes, this is really chilling. A chilling topic. Well, and hopefully it won't affect the interest of user community. Oh, yes, Cheryl.
Unfortunately, Hong, I fear that it will affect the user community. And I fear it will affect the user community in our region in particular, because with the issues of separation and non-separation, And with the issues of very new, and rightfully so, opportunistic in entrepreneurial new GTLDs happening, a lot of that is going to happen across our region. And I think there is a very important role for our at-large structures working with government regulators, decision makers, and communication to consumers to ensure that they understand when they make choices now. There would be a big difference, perhaps, between Registry A and Registry B, depending on whether or not they're associated with registrars. And a brand new registrar may not be as robust and secure and knowledgeable in its compliance if it's got off the bus. So I actually see it as an opportunity for the ALSs in our regions to perhaps be very useful to ensure that that outreach, that consumer protection aspect is done, and we might actually get some more ALSs out of it as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Cheryl. It just opened up my mind, especially it strikes me one key legal issues, the cross-ownership could have some impact on the antitrust regulation, and especially this is a legal system that's very much underdeveloped in our region. Australia, of course, is doing very well. China's anti-monopoly law is very new. Hong Kong is developing its antitrust law, but it's still in draft. So, if this is involved antitrust, of course, its impact on users. They could charge monopolized price, very high price, yes. Oh, trust agreement to dominate the market. Oh, yeah, oh, yes. A serious concern. Oh, we should bring it up at ALAC. Why ALAC people say this is not a big issue? Oh, well. Okay. Our other friends on this, Emma?
I think your categorization is probably correct, and I probably should go up on the priority level.
Thank you, Adam. The guidebook is more than 300-page documents. It's very large documents. I read it through because I'm a lawyer out of my legal interest. But if you ask me to give a summary, I suggest you to go to the ICANN website and click the link. There is a one-page summary to summarize all the key issues. Economic analysis, new contention procedural, such as for IGOs. Okay, unless we have more time, I suggest we move on. Yeah, Edmund, please. Yes.
Well, having said that, how do we put it into action is something perhaps we want to talk about, but I know we'll come back to that later. So, having identified an item that should come up in the priority, we should start to work on action sort of plan.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, indeed. The item agenda item 3 is just for briefing, for actions. We go to agenda item 4, that's regional policy priority. Yes, of course. This is not empty talks. Well, we want to put it into actions. For ALAC matters, as far as I can remember, we've been doing two important things. One is ATRA comments. Yeah, we have Ambassador Cheryl on that panel. So, okay, you take your tea. I'm not asking to talk. all right, we made a comment, and it has been drafted overnight. Cheryl gave us a few hours. She does not let us to sleep. Okay, the comment's been finalized and submitted yesterday afternoon. Another matter is ALAC, a large improvement. Work team, A to D. We have fought to represent us on all these teams. Any comments from you?
On work team? Okay. Regarding work team B, we shared a brief summary in the regional leadership workshop on the preparation day of the Cartagena meetings. Where we stand on that is currently that we've been looking at the various membership bylaws of all the at-large RALOs. And along with that, we've been looking at things which had been already discussed and how we can look forward to implementing them. Like, for example, providing all ALSs a web presence through the community wiki so that we can have a systematic process in place to receive information about all the ALSs, what's happening over there, and for them to actively participate within the community wiki. So it's like a double-edged sword, I think, that one, they will be able to get on speed with the wiki, the community wiki, and secondly, they will be able to share their information on a regular basis. Third, it also answers a question from the ALS survey that many ALSs did not have a formal website. So it actually covers many aspects on that. We've also been looking at, in Work Team B, we've also been looking at what things need to be done on a regular basis as a systematic process. For example, review of technologies for collaboration, Web 2.0, making it much more effective. Suggestions like using Postgres as a tool to automatically update social networks by ALSs and by other and by ELEC members as well. And then we also look at the opportunities which are presented through our outreach material, such as our brochures from all of the regional at-large organizations. Yes, we're progressing fairly well on that, and we're more or less we're moving into a stage where we'll be soon finalizing our recommendations. Apart from that, the ALS working group is the ALS survey working group is active again, and there was a series of meetings to consolidate the results and bring out some recommendations based on that. So that directly inputs into the Work Team B work, and Tilak Singh is actually managing that aspect. On the Work Team C, they also gave their summary. I've not been actually able to participate in the past two meetings, but still, keeping an update on it, there was a SWOT analysis of, please correct me, Cheryl, if I'm wrong, there was a SWOT analysis which covers the strengths and weaknesses of the currently, I think those recommendations were relevant to finance.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
There are four separate areas, so there's actually four SWOTs. Yeah. I think we'll find that's a very robust mechanism, but one that I think we might also, when we're finished, look at bringing into the regions as well, that how we have managed to rechart and perhaps revision some of our thoughts from pre-Mexico to now, doing those SWOT analyses is a very good thing, and perhaps that's something as a region we might consider doing regionally and sub-regionally. It just seemed to be a very worthwhile tool. Not an easy thing, but it's something that we might explore.
Well, we definitely have Tijani leading that process from AFRALO, so we know that that is progressing very well as well. There's going to be presentations in the next day or two from all the work teams and their progress to ALAC. And I think an important role that AP RALO members have been playing along with the ELEC leadership was our participation in the Board Candidate Evaluation Committee with Cheryl's leadership. And I believe we've done I don't want to like make self claims, but I believe that we built a process and we did a very good job. And we can also see that from the way we managed the petition process and then how we help our chair reach a decision on the first round of votes for the ALEC board candidate position number 15. And, of course, we as AP RALO congratulate Sebastian Bachelet on his election, transparent election, onto the board seat. So these were some of the activities surrounding ALAC from AP RALO members' participation. And, of course, we've had a series of elections. I think you'll shed more light on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. for the large improvement. Many interesting things are happening.
Just one moment. Yeah. On the work teams, it would be remiss of me if I didn't insert into our formal minutes to ask that we have an action item later, that all of the work teams are looking for more involvement, more people. So there's an opportunity for our at-large structures to get involved, and it's at exciting times now. So I think it's a good time to try and bring people in who are not sure, you know, what do I need to do? Well, this is a great way of getting them comfortable, getting them working as a team, and getting them owning. And Asia needs to own, let's face it. We need to feel that, you know, it's true that, you know, it's important that we feel we've got a right to be a major part of the process. We shouldn't be leaving it to others. But if we don't go out and invite people to do it, then they will wait for the invitation. So I think now's the time to make some of those invitations.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. That's very important. We make sure that part is put into minutes. And Pawan, are you online? Will you please draft an email and circulate through our regional list, encourage our ALSs to participate voluntarily, any of the work team, they're strongly encouraged to do so. As Cheryl said, we want to own something. We also want to share. Right. And just for...
I would like to suggest that since SAIT, the project manager, has been compiling summaries of all the work teams, it would be useful actually to share with ELAC to release that summary as a small document, let's say 1 or 2 pages, so that we can circulate that throughout the LSs, and that would be a very good encouraging point, because it's one of those things that ICANN is delayed in doing, but ALAC is successful in doing, summarizing all its activities on a regular basis, and that can be a very good encouragement point for people to join in.
Might I then suggest that Pawan makes that action item that we, the ALAC, is to supply to we, the region, what we need to put out with more than just a call, but a call and some briefing material and some things to make people understand more clearly what it is they're getting into.
Right, thank you very much. Oh, Pawan, when you send out the email, please include those links to the work team's documents. They've been done a lot of work, so this background information is important. And for the information of all of you present, and for you, Pawan, online, with Professor Vivekanandan joined us. Right, say hello.
Yeah, hello, Pawan.
Okay. Oh, it's muted. Oh, I know you're muted, but I understand you must be online. You're with us virtually. Okay, let's go to Heidi. You want to speak? Oh, let's go to agenda item 4. That's a very long item. It's regional policy priorities. Well, actually, when Matthias and Pawan sent me the draft, the list were much longer than this. I cut it short and made it into 3 categories. So for your easy reference. First of all, I want to thank the Vice Chair Charles Mock, who is unfortunately not here, but he sent in his apologies. He's drafted a regional policy work plan. And we have seen the plan. It's a very good one, working group based. And he basically involved everyone available in the plan. And secondly, considering our limited resources, we need to prioritize our policy works. It's not possible to cover anything and everything. So I sort of highlighted the following areas. One is IDN. This is very strong, important, critical for our region. Yeah.
Number one?
Oh, no, yes, it's number one. It's always been number one, and our region is particularly strong at that. We have the IDN liaison on ALAC. Where's Mr. Johnson? Oh, he's not here, but we believe his spirit is with us. And we have... We have Adam on this top technical experts on IDN. And he recently drafted an IDN table for Hong Kong Chinese characters. Very useful. It's going to be in the repository of ICANN. Okay, congratulations. All right. For IDM, now we are particularly looking at two things. One is a fast-track review. I was at the workshop. I submitted my report. Please go online, see my report. Very interesting, very critical. Oh, I guess our IDN lady won't be very happy at the report. But I tell the truth. but Tina said we can send in the comments even after December 16th. So she's very flexible. And we have an IDN working group. Charles is taking care of that. I'm sure Edmund is expert. You are the expert advisor to the working group. Okay, go ahead. Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I will definitely
thank you.
Help.
Oh, we'll have a top expert, Sharon.
Just perhaps a placeholder before you move on from IDNs, I would very much like to interchange with us as a region on some issues, particularly on the CC full PDP process as well.
Yes, that's very important. The fast track is going to develop into a PDP. It is developing into a PDP, and the cross constituency working group has been formed. Right, Cheryl is. Oh yeah, two of us are representing us. So AP Railo would like to connect with that interface. Right, the PDP will be more comprehensive and hopefully resolve those problems of re-evaluation screen. The problem happened. The unfortunate controversial things happened in the fast track. So, okay, that's the fast track. Another thing is IDN who is? I think this is extremely important. Look at the current registration information page for IDN domain. It's very confusing. We can only see XM dash dash. We can't really see the screen. That's useless as an IDN user. Cheryl.
I think it's important here that perhaps AP Railo might ask for a briefing because the technical team at ICANN are working on this. But of course, like many things, it's hidden under a basket somewhere behind a wall with a beware of the bear because we're not ready yet sign on it. And I think it's important that we understand how far, from a technical point of view, they've gone on that, because I was pleasantly surprised when I was talking in a corridor, and I think the rest of the region and the ALSs should be brought up to speed. So if we can organise a briefing, that would be very good.
Thanks, Cheryl. Yes. Oh, and Mum, right.
Yeah, speaking of that, actually, I happen to be wearing a different hat, happen to be the GNSO co-chair on the working group for what is called the internationalized registration data, which is essentially the IDN who is, for not very accurate way to describe it. But it's actually not only about the IDN, but also about contact information. So like address or contact names for those to be internationalized as well. And I do think it's probably a good idea to get a briefing, because we're probably the region that, one of the regions that are most affected by it. In order to save myself from being somewhat schizophrenic, I think it's probably better to ask staff to give the briefing, and then we can further discuss and see how we can interact with the group as an ongoing basis, actually.
Yeah, just to follow up on that, we'll make that an action item for a community and at-large community briefing call. Is that okay?
At an Asian-friendly time.
Okay, at an
Asian-friendly
time.
The rest be buggered.
Okay, that's very important. Thank you. Okay, would you like that to be in December, or what's the time frame for that?
Well, December is okay for our region,
okay.
Even though Cheryl will be celebrating Christmas.
I am a god. I don't need to reverence one. It's all right.
Okay, well, we'll try to plan one. We have another action item for another community call, so we'll plan one at an Asian-friendly time in probably mid to late December.
All right. Thank you very much, Heidi. I'm sure it's extremely important that...
But But just to note that we will have to respect the hardworking staff's well-deserved holiday time.
We're very sorry. Just to try to avoid you.
We will
time.
Avoid that.
Right.
I guarantee that.
But they're Christian.
They book it
stop.
On their vacation. It's their problem.
We have to be considerate that they are human beings. It's all right. They're family, right? Well, I know Cheryl got up at midnight at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. She's online all the time, around the clock. It's incredible. And you clone yourself many times. It must be this incredible. How could this happen? This, right.
Cheryl's not human. She's a, you know. we're mere mortals here.
Right. But for the rest of us, we prefer Asian-friendly time. For me, it's difficult to do that. And okay, so I guess Edmond can keep us informed of any update in that working group, and Heidi will organize a community call. Thank you very much. According to my experience with UDRP, it is an internationalized registration information has become a big problem in a lot of aspects. Okay, that's about IDN. We have a... Yes.
My placeholder, Mom. My placeholder before you move from IDNs. look, I am most concerned about the representation we have from our region in the very important work. I mean, Edmund's obviously there in the tech side over there, but we've now got him back where he belongs. we need to repurpose, I think, our face into a lot of these active groups. It concerns me greatly, for example, that I have been the only representative from our region that has attended any of the full PDP process meetings. They are happening weekly. I'm not saying that it is not work, but it is a concern that in a full-blown CCTLD IDN process, someone who doesn't even speak English is there, but it's not that it's a language that is involved in IDNs. You know, it's Australian, right? I desperately want another AP Rallo voice representing IDNs, at least in the working groups, if not as a liaison, because we are failing to perform. And I find that embarrassing. I find it embarrassing for our region, and I find it embarrassing for the huge amount of work we've done under previous liaison guidance, and we've fallen behind. I'm sorry to report that, but we have the opportunity to fix it, and fix it this week.
Oh, thank you so much, Cheryl, for the information. We're all embarrassed. Right. And we're so grateful. Cheryl has been following this IDN discussion from the very beginning. For the fast track working group, when we were debating, she was kindly there. But as far as we know, we have IDN liaison. Right, he should be there.
Oh, well, he is a member. He has never attended a single meeting. Let me be clear for the record.
Oh, that's really sad. But he's appointed by NOMCOM. We cannot supervise him. Right.
Our liaisons appointed by ALAC are renewed this week.
Okay, right.
Let's not make an error.
Right, absolutely. And in order to make up, not embarrass our region anymore, I myself can join that as a secretary of you to help you to discuss about IDN issues. Unless anybody else, Edmund, you want?
Yeah, I'm more than happy
if you could.
I'm more than happy to help, and I will be wearing a different hat right after this week to represent the AP Rallo and the ALAC. I'm happy to do that.
Edmund, would you be happy to take a nomination for the role of IDN liaison for the ALAC? If I was to make such a nomination.
Yes.
It's not an onerous task. It involves being an interface with these work groups.
Okay. I think a couple of things. I'm more than happy to play the role. I think currently we also, you know, well, we mentioned about James. I think he's right. And also because I think the decision is going to be made within this week. I'm not sure whether, you know, but if you feel that, you know, it is appropriate, I'm more than happy to contribute in that way.
There is another advantage from my perspective is that we do need someone, I think, who can also come with the trust and understanding from the fast track process as well. There's the dynamic of what happens in these work groups, and you have that, and Hong has that, and perhaps it's the absence of that that has made James feel a little less motivated. I don't know, but I know he's busy, but that still doesn't make it less embarrassing for us.
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl and Edmon. Hopefully, these things could be sorted out very quickly. And we
well, just add to that. I guess the hesitation earlier on is really. I feel that, you know, I don't want to step over people's shoes in, you know, mm-hmm. as we go along, especially yeah. during this transition period, and also with all the conflict of interest that I did sure. already mention, yeah. You know, through the process.
Alternatively, of course, if our chair was willing to serve, that is another alternative. I would just like AP Rallo to discuss the alternatives in a frank, fearless, and probably off-mic manner, and for someone to join me in the wonderful world of IDNs. Because whilst I can carry the flag, I actually can't talk the language.
All right. Cheryl is holding a lot of her flags. All right. And she managed holding the IDN flag. Oh, yes, please.
No. We have, like, from Pakistan, we have a great deal of work from the South Asian countries, right, from Dr. Sarmad Hussain. But Dr. Sarmad Hussain, apart from participating on the, you know, he wrote a book, From Protocol to Production, Implementing IDNs in 2009 with the help of IDRC and the Center for Research in Urdu Language Processing. I've been trying to get up to speed with the IDNs issues and somehow also try to bridge and work with Samad to get that knowledge within, like, at the bottom level, because Dr. Samad has been selected into the Security and Stability Committee, I think.
And unfortunately, some of these committees are very onerous. So let me make it very clear for the record. I care not who. I care that we have an effective, vibrant, engaged, capable IDN liaison for the ALAC. They then partner me in things I will be continuing. I am happy to continue and give the consistency. So they don't have to be there 100% of the time, but to be there 0% of the time is unsatisfactory. I put it to AP Rallo now to tell me who they want me to nominate for the role. I now have to go. So sorry.
Well, thank you very much for all the comments. And before, oh, well, our fair lady is leaving, unfortunately, for another meeting. Let's welcome our colleagues from European RELO. And the new chair of ALAC. Sorry. Not until Friday.
Can we delete that from the record? That's not the case.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We have a nominating committee serving man here. He may have a job later, but we don't know what it might be.
And that's twice as bad because you're on the non-com with me, Hong.
Okay, this is a proper disclosure. Thank you so much for this IDN issue because it's so important for our region. Hi, hello. All right. Welcome. For the IDN, it's so important. Personally, of course, I'm so willing to listen to all of you, and I'm only following you guidance. My role is to serve the community rather than making any decision. My personal preference is to have a one interface with ALAC, with a working group, with a community. I don't know, Edmund would like to do that. But, of course, if Edmund is very busy or have other concern, we shouldn't force him.
I think it's probably best to take it offline and with Cheryl,
okay.
and probably we can convene and discuss,
right.
And then nominate you know, get a person out and then circulate around, that might be the best way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But the issue here is that we don't have nomination rights, so that's solely up to ALUC. Only Cheryl has nomination power. Oh, you will be a member. You can nominate yourself. Oh, Vivek. Oh, so sorry, Professor. Vivek, you look mysterious. Are you playing 007 again? Microphone. This gentleman who is going to be on NOMCOM says he won't say anything to follow the mysterious tradition of NOMCOM. but of course, I fully agree with the proposal made by Edmund. Let's put it offline, make it an action item for the discussion. But we may not have a poll or vote from this. That's up to ALUC to decide. But suggestion made by Fowlford is interesting. You can also put it in the list, let other people know, right? Mm-hmm. Wodu is a very large idea in community, like Arabic, CJK, right? And we really like to have the more involvement from different idea and scripts community, right? Okay, that's the item on IDM for new GTLD. For new GTLD, this is so important, and probably we need another working group. Charles is not here, but I'm going to talk with him very soon about the formation of this working group. The new GTLD is a very large issue. It is as complicated, if it's not more complicated than IDN. It involves different aspects, different policy elements, so we may need a lot of people. Oh, I see the young man, Terry, is smiling at me. Would you be interested? We need young people. Count on you, the future of the internet. right. So probably we will have another working group on new GTLD. I need to talk with Charles first because he's working on policy issues. That's now new GTLD. There are a few deadlines. Well, there's always time sensitive. For these, we will make quick review. One is on application guidebook. I assume there will be some new development after this meeting, such as ICANN will decide whether to do the economic analysis, what is the timeline. Oh, what's the timeline for the new GTLD launch? We're watching that. Another is the other two things. One is a REC 6, the morality public order, has been replaced. But there's still an issue on this. We are watching that. A large community has been commenting on that. Another is support for the new GTLD applicants. So for these, at least these three things, we should keep close eyes on. Right. Oh, yes, Adam, please.
I just cognizant of the time, when Charles said Charles and I connected and on some of the things because he can come, and we talked a little bit about the process about the policy and how we comment and provide input into, and we prepared a little bit of thoughts. I don't know whether we would have time to maybe bring it up.
That would be great. You can have 3 minutes to talk about.
Sure. If I can project a little bit of thing, it might be easier. But I don't know whether how to do that. Is that possible? Or
yeah. Sorry.
No, it's just I prepared a few notes that would be easier for people to understand if I can project it. Just for here, I understand that. Is Pavan the only person that's online?
Pavan is only one online.
Okay, so Pavan has it already.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
If it's possible, but before that, perhaps you can continue.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure. To save time, for new GTLD, Edmund is going to present a few notes for our reference. The third priority is not really a priority; it's a cluster of things. It's about ATRA Commons, AP Relo as a member of the community has been involved in the drafting and the comments, and on the bylaw amendments. And about non-com, non-voting chairs, and especially CCNSO review. These are a few new things, new public commons issues has been announced. We can't have so many working groups, obviously. So we have to make selections to decide which one we want to join ALAC group, which one we want to make an independent commons on behalf of AP Relo, and which one could be handled by individual and large structure. So these are three levels. We can be flexible on methodologies. I bring this up for your consideration. These are the pattern I can reveal. The last thing, the last but not least, is geographical regions reveal. I guess for this one, it's very relevant to our region because those Pacific Island country has raised the concern that they feel they are feeling that not very much engaged by this very large region. It is from Niue to Pakistan, from Mongolia to Indonesia. It's very, very large. Whether it will be sub-regions or recategorization of the regions. For this geographical region reveal, Cheryl is our representative on that panel. So we also count on Cheryl. This is a quick reveal of these items. I guess, Edmund is ready. Okay. So
Charles and I was talking about the process, and we thought that, you know, because right now we a lot of these comment period, they have certain time frames, and, you know, how does the community, how can AP Relo better respond to those? So we were looking at it, and we felt that there were two really, you know, in terms of AP Relo making comments and statement, I think there are two really two different types. One is AP Relo ourselves making comment or statement, and the second one is AP Relo creating an input that is, you know, given to ALAC and then ALAC making a comment. So when we think about, you know, prioritizing and, you know, each different issues, we might want to think about how sort of distinguish between the two. And then in terms of you know, deciding on the importance and priority, I think there are a couple of things that we came up with, two aspects. One is the urgency of which, you know, sometimes those, like the REC 6 working group, that's like, you know, you only have 14 days or something to you know, 20 days to respond to something. And also the impact, you know, is it a big impact, or, you know, how big the impact is for the Asia-Pacific region. And what that implies, you know, the implications of which, in terms of how we actually make decisions and put forward those statements, I think there are two different types. One, if we create a statement, whether we would then require sort of affirmative action, like do we need to have a vote or some sort of polling before we send out the statement. And the other is whether we can just circulate and, you know, for a period of time, and if there's no objection, we can move forward. And in terms of process, again, how do we assign the priority and the process? In terms of process, whether it just requires non-objection circulation and non-objection, or whether it requires affirmative action, such as a polling or a vote. So that's sort of the framework. And then we were thinking a little bit more in terms of the actual getting it done, you know, within time frames that are possible. So looking at, you know, things that if the public comment period closes within certain time, then we probably should act faster. And if there, you know, we have more time, then we can, you know, do more deliberation. But in general, I think there were three items that needs, you know, three sort of stages before we can submit the our response. And one is identification of the key issues, just probably bullet points on, you know, what are the main, you know, what are main issues we are concerned about and how we would like to respond. And then a more fully drafted actual comment or statement. And then the third one, actually, once that's finalized, that being circulated either for non-objection in the case of a more urgent situation, or whether we circulate and do a voting or polling for things that are, we have a little bit more time on. So that's sort of the thinking right now. I just want to throw it out and see, whether what people think.
Thank you, Edmund. I think this is fantastic, and I really appreciate your initiative on this. I just want to highlight that it might be useful for you to coordinate with work team, the At-Large Improvements Work Team C. So the co-chairs of that are particularly Dev Anand from Lac Rallo and Rudy Van Snick from URALO. They are actually preparing this as one of the tasks for their work team for the At-Large Improvements. They've actually developed a new PAD process for this, so I think it would be useful for you to coordinate and maybe insert some of these ideas in that. And secondly, the issue of the 30 days. Again, we basically now have the ability, the ALAC has the ability to request relatively easily an extension to 45 days. So that's something you might want to consider as well. But thank you again for this really interesting initiative.
Right. That's very useful because when Charles and I talked about this was very focused on AP Rallo. We didn't really take it further to the ALAC, yeah, but I think it's useful to get it understanding. But and also on the other point, while ALAC can request for a sort of longer period, AP Rallo might not be, and also there are items that sort of working groups, when we need to create statements for the working groups, which before the public, comment period, or there are issues that might not be a public comment where we need to provide input into. So,
okay, Chair, I'm just wondering, should we make that an action item for particularly for staff to have to initiate the coordination between admin and work team C co-chairs on this? Okay, so
thank you very much, Hadi. Yes, make it an action item. Okay. This is so important.
It should be Charles. I'm happy to help, but okay. I'm talking on behalf of Charles at this point.
Okay. So on behalf of Charles, this is so good, so brainstorming, very thoughtful, and if could be link up with the work team C, that would be even better. This is a contribution from AP Rallo to the whole at large community. So you've been doing two things. You use one stone to kill two birds. That's great. And for your comments? Oh, sure.
This is actually, let me just bring it out. There was, as part of the inreach and outreach suggestions that I was giving for AP Rallo, the first idea in inreach was that staff, upon approval from AP Rallo, leadership should communicate with all ALSs through a monthly or quarterly email newsletter that shares updates of AP Rallo activities, update on various ALS activities, new members included in AP Rallo, and open issues that ALSs can participate and contribute to. So the last part in the suggestion is open issues that ALSs can participate and contribute to. This would be actually a useful, if we just start the email from this aspect, suggesting the format of the dates that you, the time periods you gave on policy issues, the early document you were showing, that would be really useful in getting more participation from ALSs. Because then it would be an ongoing intimation on a monthly basis to all the ALSs that these issues are open, because obviously you can use all the hands you can, yeah.
No, absolutely. I don't know why I couldn't get rid of this window, but this is supposed to give a sense of the things that are what Hong actually mentioned earlier on, the different public comment period and the days left in terms of the days left for public comments. So we made a list. So it ranges from something closing tomorrow, end of the week, to about 54 days.
Can we use
can't
this
see
list?
It anymore.
Hedy, can we use this list as a starter? Like having this on a monthly basis email to the ALSs? It would be useful to like open issues where ALSs can participate in. Yeah.
Yeah, we can certainly do that. Perhaps we should wait until the coordination between Work Team C and this presentation has come to a conclusion.
Oh, okay.
Just in case if that's something that we can scale and take to the other rails as well.
Okay, right. So, I was just suggesting that, like, you know, we have a comprehensive list already there, so it might be useful to start. By the time we do get the final recommendations for the work teams, this would be already be a process in AP Rallo.
Can I go on? We actually behind the schedule. Now it's 1 hour already. We still have two agenda. Oh, okay. We have a very privileged guest here. Go ahead.
Thank you, Hong Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. I just wanted to suggest one thing with regards to this table, just trivial things. First, to order it in the sort of most shortest lead time or shortest remaining time possible first, so that you start with the things that are just one day to come in. And then, of course, a status column as well, so that you know you can track it and so on. And it also keeping actually things which have been dealt with already as being ticked as done, so that it also gives this idea of this sense of, you know, achievement. Think, okay, we've actually done quite a few things so far. Thanks.
Thank you. As I said, this is brainstorming. I guess we have a lot of improvement toward the update on this. I personally prefer to make it a program into the Confluent Wiki to make a system so we can track the development every step by step. It would be interesting. And actually, for the two layer, I have one supplement. Apart from AP Reloads, independent commons, and AP Reloads input to ALAC, there could be the third level. There's encouragement of large structures to make individual commons. So that's another method to engage large structures. Right. There may be other supplements or revisions, improvements to this node, but it's very good start. And thank you very much, Charles and Edmond, for doing this. For the improvement procedurally, as Fofard said, we can have a pre-briefing step before identifying the issue. Right. And for just response to Matthias' comments, of course, we'll really like to integrate this wonderful initiative with Work Team C. On the other hand, at every monthly call agenda, we actually have a link about all the recent announcement and public comment period. That's so far our practice. We can build on that. Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, that's so much of this agenda item. We've running late, and the other people will be working in. We still have two agenda items. Item 5. This is a past trimester. This is very important. Thanks, Matthias, for bringing this up. Okay, we're running out of time. item 5. For the past trimester, we have a short review of activity we've been doing for the past 6 months since Brussels. Part 1 has kindly submitted a report for us, and it's been circulated. You can see the hard copy as well as the email soft copy. The most important things I highlight here, there's 4 issues. The first one, we finished the election of leadership positions. This is extremely important. So for the first time, AP Relo have all the leadership positions properly elected, filled. We're very happy. Congratulations to Charles, Edmond, to Vivek, to their wonderful work. To myself, oh, no, I'm stepping down, so I'm not an issue here. So the region put the trust in you, and we're sure you will not let us down, right? We are counting on you. You are our faces to the world. Right. Oh, yes, Vivek, please.
And we will work hard to your expectation, and we look forward to your leadership further, longer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's a professor's humor. okay. That's the first and most important things we completed in the last 6 months. The second thing is regional outreach and interreach plan. Thanks to our vice chair, Fodi, he drafted the plan and circulated and widely supported by the whole region. It's very thoughtful. And just as he mentioned, the email communication with a large structures. He has wonderful ideas on the further works on this, so we are relying on him. And thirdly, it's regional policy work plan drafted by Mr. Charles Mock. The work plan, of course, is very thoughtful and is improvement significant. We can see from the Edmund's briefing just now. So it's not only more than working group structure. Now we have the flow chart. The last but not least, the most important things we've been doing is a large director, interesting exercise at the regional level, the regional petition, and then we have a poll to decide whether the chair should vote for among the final slate. It's a very interesting exercise. We have a lot of lessons to learn from this exercise. Of course, I try to make it very transparent to all the large structures. I communicated closely with all the leaders in the region. But, of course, this is the very first time we're all learners. There could be some shortcomings and thankfulness. I apologize for any procedural substantive unthankfulness. If anyone has a comment on this, I'm very happy to listen to that. Oh, yes, please.
First of all, thank you for recommending me to the VC, Sihong. I was replaced. I replaced you on the VCEC, and it was a very interesting learning process for myself. And through all that we went through, I would just say that, okay, the process isn't perfect, but we've developed a very interesting process in order to carry out all the nitty-gritty of the selection process and the SOIs and the voting, scoring, everything. I'd like to say that I believe that AP Rallo managed post-BCEC slate. The AP Rallo managed a really good process. We responded in a very good manner with regards to the petition process, and we also responded very good as part of the assisting you during the electoral rounds. And I think we've worked very, very well with regards to ALAC's board candidate position 15. So actually, I congratulate everyone for participating and extending their hand and helping Hong to reach a very good decision. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Fad, for the kind remarks. Well, this is a very interesting experience. I guess it's experience in our lifetime. For the petition, it is an extraordinary process. I'm very much inexperienced to this, so I try to make it very transparent and very fair to all the parties. So I put actually all 19 people past the due diligence, but it's not been selected by BCEC for the regional polling. Forward comment that this is a silly approach. But of course, it is. I agree, it is silliness. But I don't know how to select, make a second round selection to decide which one we should petition. That's very dilemma. Well, I'm looking forward to more smart approach. Right. Well, maybe we can learn from the other regions. We will have a cross-regional meeting. I'm really keen to listen from the other. So just Tiani, he's my mentor, actually.
Yes, thank you, Hong. In Afralo, we did it differently. We organized our monthly teleconference. And during this teleconference, we decided on several things. First of all, all the participants was against any petition. So the problem of petition was solved there. Second point, the teleconference decided that the vote of the officials of the regional leadership will be directed by the ALSS. And we decided also to collect the vote, not the vote, the opinion of the ALSs through the restricted list of the ALSs. And I asked them a question very clear, because what happened in Euralo didn't happen for us, because we already think about it. I asked them to give us the first choice that will be the choice for the first round. And then if our candidate, if the candidate that you select fail or is removed from the first round, you will be obliged to choose between the two remaining one. So give me your first choice for the first round, and give me the second choice for the second round. And everything was clear. There was no problem.
Thank you so much, Tijani. This is very inspiring to us and to all the regions. Thank you so much. That's for agenda item 5. The things we've been doing busily in past 6 months. And agenda item 6, what will we be doing in the coming trimester? Here I highlight 3 things. One is very important. I've raised this at ALOC meeting already, the planning for our AGM 2011. I assume I want to hand it over to Fouad to take care of this. That's because his term will survive, and my term will finish at March. So for this very important issues, I guess we should rely on him. On the budgetary planning, the AGM planning, that's very important, and maybe election that could be held parallel to our AGM. We could have online voting plus in-person communication. That would be very helpful. And have an AP Relo showcase for sure at ICANN meeting. So these very, very important. I guess Charles and I would be more than happy to help you.
Do we have a location already for the meeting?
No, it's been decided, but it has been announced.
Beijing?
No. No. Oh, we'd better not to speculate that. It has not been announced. But we'll be in Asia. And remember the showcase we will do. And secondly, our internal organizational development, such as for the inreach and outreach.
Yeah.
And you're also responsible for that, remember. I hope you could work closely with Pawan on the survey and build on the survey result and work teams 3. To improve our inreach, internal integration, and outreach to the other region and to ALOC. These are the priority as been listed here. The last but not least is the policies. We have a policy plan. It was very good initiative. Thank you so much. Thanks again to Charles and Edmond. We want to build on that for sure. That's agenda item 6. Any comments on these? Oh, okay.
We'll start a rolling process in all the next monthly meetings to include the AGM planning, as well as working on each recommendation, a suggestion. I don't call them recommendations yet, unless and until we don't discuss them in like full quorum, so that member ALSs are aware that we may be exploring some improvements with regards to membership processes and bylaws. So these two, I usually keep these two items. I'll keep these two items rolling on a regular basis.
Thank you very much. The very last issue, agenda item 6, is the review of operational principles as a bylaw of AP Relo. I was the drafter of the bylaw 2005-2006, primarily because I'm a lawyer to use my legal skill to draft these provisions with the help of my colleague, another lawyer, Stanford Guest from Pacific Island. That is the experiment, of course. It's 5 years ago. Everything is happening very fast on the Internet. So probably you would think about whether we need a review to the provisions. For example, on the shuttle bus, Floyd mentioned a new idea, whether we need to include individual member to AP Relo. So far, they can be observer. They're not really members. So this good point to think about. Okay, we don't have time. Very sorry, we're running late. The very last item is any other business? Any other business, colleagues? Nope, it doesn't seem we have any. Heidi and Matthias, any other logistic issues? No. Okay, thank you. Pawan, if you're still online, thank you so much. And I assume you... thank you very much. And I assume you took notes about action items. It seems we will have a very busy schedule before Christmas and even over Christmas. And thank you very much. Meeting adjourned. Oh, thank you.